Are you ready to elevate your career with a professionally published book, but unsure where to start? I'm Lynn Aliquity-Smargis, and I work with thought leaders, executives, and speakers on how to write and self-publish their book with confidence. From conquering imposter syndrome to navigating book marketing, join me each week for practical wisdom and proven strategies, bringing you closer towards your goal of self-publishing success. Whether you're a CEO with revolutionary ideas or a speaker with an inspiring journey, the Publishing for Professionals podcast is your roadmap to becoming a published best-selling author.
Hey, friends and future authors, this is Lynn Aliquity-Smargis back with another episode of Publishing for Professionals. And today we have an awesome guest expert who is coming on here, and I know you're going to want to hear everything she has to say. But before we introduce our guest today, I just want to thank my guests for listening to today's episode on book marketing, and welcome to anyone who is new who is listening to the show. So I'm so glad you stopped by to check out my podcast. Please make sure to hit the follow button to get writing and publishing information dropped straight to your podcast player every week. Well, today I have an incredible lineup for you. I am joined by Lisa Jones, who is the president and CEO of Financially Awakened LLC, a financial consulting firm and wealth strategy firm. She empowers high-earning professionals to create lasting wealth with confidence. She's best known for her signature 12-month coaching program called Project Fierce. Her clients gain clarity, avoid costly mistakes, which we are all about on this podcast, and implement customized wealth strategies designed for long-term results. So Lisa, welcome to Publishing for Professionals.
Yay. Thanks so much. It's so great to be here. I appreciate the invite.
I'm really excited because Lisa and I met at FinCon, and we were talking about books, and she's like, I made bestseller in 6 days. And I was like, what? So Lisa is here not to talk about finances, but to talk about how she got her book called Financial Seasons, a daily inspiration about finance and our emotions, which is a very cool daily devotional with a story arc in it. So it talks about how we intertwine like our emotions and our finances and why it's so hard to get out of financial issues when we are so emotionally attached to different things, especially our money, and especially about being in America, because we're all about buying the stuff.
Yes, we are.
So Lisa, before we actually jump into talking about how you got on the bestseller list, what made you decide to write your book, and how long did it take you to write your book? Like, what inspired you to do it?
Yeah. So my husband and I paid off $300,000 in 5 years. And I'm just going to be honest, if I had known that it was going to take 5 years, there's no way I would have signed up for it, right? Because it's a long time. It's a lot of money. It just is. And so in year 1.5, I went looking for a devotional. My faith is very important. I went looking for a devotional to help me cope with all the frustration, the drama, the emotion that we were experiencing as we were getting started, still trying to figure out how to do it. You know, back then we didn't know what the heck we were doing. And honestly, Aliquity, I couldn't find it. I could not find it. There were 20-day, 10-day, you know, I even found a 40-day, but it talked about using your credit card. And I'm like, I don't want to use my credit card. I want something that's going to help me deal with the emotional part of why we're in this situation, how to not repeat these mistakes, things of that nature. And so I was in the shower one day thinking, trying to figure out how to get my mind into the game. And I felt the Holy Spirit say, I need you to write it. And I panicked because unlike most of the people who hang out with you, it was never my desire to be an author. And I certainly did not want to write a book on my dirty financial laundry for the world to then read and critique and just judge.
Criticize.
Yeah, all my stuff, you know? And so I avoided it for weeks and weeks and weeks and weeks. I was just like, I am not doing this. And finally, my husband called me out in the kitchen one day and he said, look, you're either going to be woefully disobedient to what you know you have been called to do, or you're going to jump in and recognize that God will show you how to do it. So make a decision.
Right.
I did. And when I did, you know, Financial Seasons, I tell you a story every day. So there are literally 366 stories in Financial Seasons. And so once I made the decision that this is what I'm going to do, all of a sudden these ideas, these glimpses of the past started coming to my remembrance, and I started writing them down. And each one of those glimpses became a story. And so I had to learn how to be consistent, because when you're writing a devotional specifically, especially one as long as a yearly devotional, every day has to have the same rhythm to it, right? I had to figure out how to get my intro, my arc, and my conclusion together quickly, because I had to do it on one page, because if I didn't, it would look like this, right? And so it took 3.5 years to write it. There were days where I wrote mostly on the weekends. Time blocking became incredibly important because I'm working full time. I'm learning how to coach. This is back in 2014 to 17. And so it just, yeah.
That's amazing. Another one of my guests I have last year on my show, his name is Larry. He also talked about working as a professional and time blocking, right? And it's so necessary.
It was.
To make sure that you get, you know, get the time in you need to write your book. You took the time to write your book. And by the way, Lisa, I love that it's 366 days and not 365, because you got the leap year in there.
Absolutely.
I love that.
Somebody's going to need it. Somebody's going to need it.
Right? Yes, one person buys the book during the leap year and be like, wait a minute, we're in day. So I love this 66 days. And so let's fast forward. So you got it edited, formatted, and you're ready to launch it. So what were your thoughts like when you were originally like launching your book? Did you originally want to have the goal of hitting the bestseller list, or did that kind of almost like accidentally happen for you?
It was all an accident. Okay. I'm no longer on Facebook. I am on Instagram, Lisa Y. Jones, L-Y-J, if you want to follow me there. But I was on Facebook at that time, and there was an ad that popped up that talked about a launch team. Illiquity. I said, what's a launch team? I didn't know what a launch team was. Didn't know I needed one. This happened, I think, in like September of 2018. We are planning on launching in November, December of the same year. And I'm just figuring out that maybe I should have a launch team, right? So I was just like, I need to find how to do this. So I started researching on how to have a launch team. And I bought this quick course. And I say quick because it really was all about starting from the beginning. And I was almost ready to launch the book. So I didn't use 90% of what was in the course. I was like, just show me how to do a launch team. That's all I need, right? But that was like a thread. And it was like, well, if you need that, then you need this and you need that and you need this. And I was like, what's
going down a marketing rabbit hole?
What's a category? What's a key? Where do you find keywords? I mean, this so I'm panicking. My head is exploding. And I am just like, oh, my gosh, I really, really, really want to get this out in time for Black Friday so that we can take advantage of, you know, everybody buying stuff for Christmas, whole nine yards. And I'm freaking out. So I had to take days off from work. You know, I'm just like combing through the internet, trying to find stuff. How do I do this? How do I do this? And so I stumble on a path. And the big secret in my mind to becoming a number one bestseller is launching on one platform first. Now, I didn't do that intentionally. Not understanding, I sent my paperback and my hardcover to Ingram Spark, and they are obviously supposed to send the metadata to Amazon and Barnes and Nobles and everywhere that books are sold, right? I don't know that it takes weeks for that to happen.
You're like 99% of my clients, because most people are new authors don't know, because you're just not in the business.
You said write it. You didn't say market it. So I did the writing part. So I did not understand that these are things that you need to plan out. And so because of that, all of the traffic went to the Kindle first. Oh, my gosh. I hit the button on Monday, November 26, 2018, at about 8:15 in the evening, okay? Because I had worked the whole day, right? And I'm bawling, crying, because I don't want to do this. I don't want to put my dirty financial laundry out. My husband is sitting next to me on the couch, and he is like, you're the only one who can do this, okay? I need you to hit the button. I don't want to. I mean, I'm terrified that I'm just going to be a failure. People are going to laugh at me. We are newly out of debt. We have only been out of debt at this point for about 9 months or so. And so I'm terrified. I'm truly terrified. And so I sort of do this. And what does Amazon tell you? It'll take 3 to 5 business days, you know, for your book to be, it's live the next morning.
They don't do that anymore, by the way.
Oh, good. There you go. It was live the next morning. A few hours later, number one new release, banner number one.
Amazing.
Okay. 4 or 5 hours after that, number one new release, banner number two. Okay. Wow. The next day, number one new release, banner number 3, 4, 5. I'm freaking out. Oh, my gosh. And then the next day, number one new release, banner number 6. Things calm down just a little bit. And so it takes like 2 more days to get to the number one new release banner number 8, right? And on day number 6 at 6:30 in the morning, as I'm driving into the office on Friday, remember Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, right? Number one bestseller.
Amazing. And
it's
so
crazy.
When you have this, actually, we're going to take a quick break right here. Can we come back?
Okay.
I'm going to ask you some questions about
that. All right.
So the Hang Tight Friends will be back in just a minute.
Hey, friends and future authors. I know what it's like to sit at your desk staring at your manuscripts and wondering if you're the only person who feels alone when writing your book. That's why I created the Publishing for Professionals Virtual Writing Retreat, a sanctuary for leaders like you who are crafting books to elevate your thought leadership. Our writing retreat offers writing blocks, publishing support, and a place to share our resources and wisdom. Sign up today at www.writeforyou.me and click on events to register for this complimentary writing retreat today. Now let's get back to the show.
All right. We are back with Lisa Jones, and her website you definitely want to visit her at is roadtobestseller.com. We're talking about how she got to Amazon bestseller in 6 days after launching her book on a weekend, which is absolutely incredible. To see the Amazon bestseller banner is really hard because you have to like literally be on Amazon 24/7 and like screenshot it just as it pops up. So when you first started seeing it, did you think like, oh no, this can't be my banner, or like they must have something wrong? Or were you just like completely freaking out, showing your husband like, oh my gosh, I can't believe it's a bestseller? And was it your launch team that was more buying your book, or was it just people coming across it in on Amazon?
All of the above. And we didn't just get to number one bestseller for a moment, because you're right, you better be taking those screenshots, right? We stayed at number one for almost 3 weeks.
Wow.
So there was no question that this is not a fluke. One of the coolest things, and I missed this one, when we think about taking the screenshots, this is the one screenshot that I wish I had remembered to take. But one of the coolest things for me was the fact that as I'm climbing up the chart to get to number one, and we've got all these number one new releases that are coming, there's a moment where Dave Ramsey's Total Money Makeover and Lisa Jones' Financial Seasons are right next to each other.
Oh my gosh. That is
liquidity. I missed the screenshot, right? Because I was just like, Oh my gosh.
At least you know that, and nobody can ever take that away from it. Well, that's amazing. That's amazing to be up there with Zip Ramsey. You know, financial space.
I know. And it's one of those things, you know, I mentioned earlier, my faith is incredibly important. There is no way I would have done this on my own. It was never my desire. I do feel a calling, you know, to do this work in the financial coaching realm, wealth strategy realm, in the beginning, and then to have this as an arsenal, a part of the arsenal, if you will, I feel incredibly blessed to have it. But I feel like it needed to be solidified so that there is no question, right? Mm-hmm. So this wasn't a 5-minute number one bestseller, right? It literally hung out and it stayed on the top 100 for over 2 years. 2 years. Yep. And, you know, by now the paperback is out, the hardcover is out. You know, those came several weeks later. But it's been the, you know, the Kindle version that got us to number one. That was just consistently number one. The others climbed into the top 100 a few times, but it was always the Kindle version that did it.
Awesome. Yeah. Well, clearly a few things, right, align. Like one, this was a book people wanted and needed because if it wasn't, that there wouldn't be so many people buying it. Yeah. The second thing is I love that you have like your faith to lean back on, right? Because you always need that support, whether it's your faith, whether it's like your inner voice, whether it's your, you also had your partner who was like, you know, pushing you to do the
cheerleader.
Yep, he's being your cheerleader and pushing you to grow, right? Because you didn't want to do it. And then we know when we get in these uncomfortable spaces, that's the time that we grow. And growth is good, you know, good for us personally. We don't always like it.
No, it's painful. It's painful.
Very painful.
While we're going through it, on the other side, then you feel so much stronger because of it, you know?
Yes. Yeah, because once you go overcome that challenge, you dream it. Yes. So most people obviously have like, not most people, but some people have an extensive marketing plan. Some people hire a whole team for their marketing. You achieved all this without a marketing team. And so tell us about like in your, on your website, The Road to Bestseller, what kind of like pieces of the puzzle do you have in that? Just so like people know like what you did, like, you know, to make your book a bestseller.
Yeah. So the first thing it points out, first of all, it's a weekend course, right? So it is better for people that are, and everybody writes differently. I'm going to say if you're at like the 75% mark, it's designed to pick up there, right? So you're beginning to think about what the end looks like. It doesn't mean you can't, you know, purchase the course if you are at the outline stage and still thinking through, because there are many pieces that will help you, but it is designed for, okay, I'm almost done now. What do I do? Right. It's also designed for the person who doesn't have this huge following. I have a very good friend who has 80,000 people who follow her on Instagram. You know, she's number one bestseller for 2 books, you know, this, that, and the other. And she's like, people ask me all the time how I did it. Well, she has a publishing company that so she and I were talking, we go to church together and we were talking and she said, you know, people ask me all the time how I did it. And my road is different because she has, you know, a publishing company as a backer and they have all their marketing, you know, mechanisms in place. This is not meant for that. This is meant for the person who's an indie writer who doesn't have this huge following, who is willing to get into the trenches, right? It is not done for you. But Illiquity, guess what it does have?
It has all the steps necessary to get you there.
It has AI built in, yes, to help with some of that heavy lifting, the research. It's not meant to replace your final, you know, review, but it's going to help you in figuring out all of the nuances associated with your, specifically your categories and your keywords. And so we start on Friday night. It's designed for a weekend. You do it whenever. It's not like we're looking at you when you do it, right?
Right. But the point is you made it for people who are busy, especially busy professionals.
Absolutely.
Like everyone who listens to this show.
Yeah.
A professional who's writing
a book. Absolutely. Right. So what you're doing is you're watching this podcast. You hear about The Road to Bestseller. You go to the website. You purchase it. Very first thing you're going to do is block out your weekend. What weekend are you going to do this, right? And then on Friday night, not Friday morning, right? Because we're working. So Friday night, you're going to come home. You're going to get into your safe space and it's going to tell you've got workbooks, you've got downloads, you've got, you know, fill in the blanks, you've got thought provoking exercises. And that's what we do for, you know, Friday night. And then on Saturday, we get into all of the keywords, all of the categories, all of the launch team, all of the, you know, the pieces and parts that you need to begin to manage. Do you have an email list that you're marketing to? If you don't, those might be some of the things that you want to get started with so that you have something in place to launch your book too. That was very important to me. I had learned that years ago, years prior. So I did actually started my email list in, it was December of 2016. So 2 years before the book, but I still did, I only had like 200 people on my list, right? So you can get those people from your social media. Just say, hey, I'm starting a newsletter list about the topic of your book. Do you want to join? Just, you know, so that's how you start that.
And so it's actually really easy to do that just with like a Google form. You can do that just to collect the email addresses.
Yep.
And or I know Kit, which used to be ConvertKit.
Yep, that's what I use.
On the free version, you can get one landing page for free, which is enough to get people into your newsletter.
Absolutely. And I used Kit when it was ConvertKit. So
everybody still calls it ConvertKit.
I know.
We can figure out why they changed their name.
I still don't know why they changed. It was. I'm like, why the heck did you change it? I think it was a legal thing. I really do. So nobody's told me that. Why else would you go through the hassle of changing your name? Right.
Right. When everybody liked it. Yeah.
Yeah. So that was like the only thing I knew I was supposed to do ahead of time. Right. But these days, that's so much easier because we have all these new tools that we didn't have back then that make it so much faster for you to do that. And we just walk you through all of those things. If you have the core version and you have the pro version, in the pro version, we actually give you the swipe copy for your launch team. We give you the swipe.
Cool. Like you actually give people the actual like automation piece where like they can just copy the link and use the automation on Kit.
No. So the automation is for, that's your AI. That is your keywords and your categories helping to, because that's arduous. You know that, right?
Right? Yes. So yes. I just helped a client with that. And we actually did that with AI, went on and found keywords. Because the other thing you can do, obviously, is use Publisher Rocket, which is a really great tool. Either one and or a combination of both, right? If you want to just like access all of the features.
Right. So in the swipe copy, all you have to do is copy and paste, copy it and then paste it into your Kit newsletter template and add your little elements that personalize it, you know, use first name here type thing. And it's ready to go. Put in your signature and it's ready to go. And we do that for all of your launch team. We do that for those that are on your newsletter list leading up to the launch, because your launch team is a much smaller subset, right? Then we also give you, this is all on the pro side, we give you the launch swipe copy for the newsletters or emails that go out to your full audience leading up to, after, and coming down. And so I think it's a 10 emails on that one. And then the launch team is even more. So all those are included in the pro version. There's an extra workbook on the pro side so that you have a place to pull everything together. And then we're still talking about Saturday, right? And then on Sunday, it's all about what do you do now that you are? We don't know where you're going to land. It really depends on your audience, the fervor with which they want and need your product, things of that nature. But now that you are an author, whether you get to say best-selling author or not, those things are up to you. But now what are you going to do with this platform, right? And so one of the things that I do with Financial Seasons, it has become a teaching tool in my wealth strategy classes and in coaching sessions. When I'm with a client and they stumble into an area, I literally can say, I know how you feel. And then I send them to the book so that they can see and read the story themselves so they know they're not alone. So what is it that you're going to do with this book, right? We don't just write just because. Now it needs to be a banner for us in whatever thing we are representing. And so we go through that pretty heavily on Sunday. And that's your course.
I absolutely love that.
Yeah.
You covered everything. This is great. And I love that you're using AI as a tool because that's always what I tell people. Like if you're using it as a tool, that's fine, right? But you don't want to use it to like create everything because then it's going to sound like a robot.
Yeah. And what does it say all over day two? Do not rely on this solely. This is just the starting point. This is just to get the heavy lift out of the way so that you can get out into the open water and begin to actually figure out which ones work for you. So yeah, very important. Yeah.
Extremely important. Awesome. Well, Lisa, this has been so great. I know all the people listening, all the professionals listening have gotten so much value out of this. So again, people want to find you. They can definitely go to roadtobestseller.com. And so, yeah. And so tell us just, they can go there. And then how do they find your book marketing course?
Yep. So the roadtobestseller.com is the book marketing course. And so when you go there, that's the sales page. It'll tell you all about the course itself, how to use it, the two different paths, things of that nature. And hello at financiallyawakened.co is my email. Feel free to send me an email. And then I'll also show I am Lisa Y. Jones, L-Y-J, Lisa Y. Jones, L-Y-J on all social.
Perfect. Awesome. Yeah. Well, so great, Lisa. Thank you again for coming on today and sharing your expertise on how you became a bestseller in 6 days on Amazon.
Yes.
All right, friends. You know, I love working with new and repeat authors to write and edit their nonfiction books. So instead of using your time to write your book, you can do what you do best, and that's being a thought leader. So definitely hop on writeforyou.me to join me on the discovery call. Until next week, this is Lynn Aliquity reminding you to keep writing, keep dreaming, and keep creating. Your book is waiting to be born.
Thanks for joining me today on the Publishing for Professionals podcast. I really hope this episode has equipped you with an actionable strategy for your publishing journey. If you found the information on today's show valuable, make sure to rate and leave a review for my show on your favorite podcast player. And also subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts and get the next episode dropped as soon as it's published. Until next week, this is Lynn Aliquity reminding you to keep writing, keep dreaming, and keep creating. Your book is waiting to be born. This podcast is brought to you by Unicorn Publishing Company. The information in this podcast is for educational information. Informational purposes only. The content shared by the host, guests, and affiliates is not intended to substitute for professional legal or financial advice or any professional advice specific to your situation. Always seek the advice of a qualified professional with any questions you may have. The opinions expressed on the show by the host or guests are those of the individuals and do not necessarily reflect the views of Unicorn Publishing Company. Unicorn Publishing Company, the host, guests, and affiliates are not responsible or liable for any decisions made by listeners or actions taken hereto based on the information discussed in this podcast. By listening to this podcast, you acknowledge and agree to release Unicorn Publishing Company, the host, affiliates, and guests from any liability.